Hello everyone, it is the 20th of June and it got so cold here overnight, I think. It is very windy and it is really cold and sun isn't out a little bit, and I mean, I like this kind of weather. I'm definitely not complaining, but it just came very surprisingly. It really feels like fall. Yeah, and today in our city, an event is going to start. It is called Kieler Woche, and Woche means week, and Kiel obviously is the city we live in. And yeah, it is an event that takes place once a year. And originally it was about ships and about boats, about yeah, all things related to the port and the sea, and you could visit different ships and learn a lot about them and about this whole yeah, about salesmen who import and export things via ship to other countries and or from other countries. And but nowadays it's really more like a big party. There are different stages all over town, so it is very widespread across the town, and there are concerts and yeah, different shows. Yeah, like I said, a lot of just partying. Last year I went to a concert with a friend, and we saw Ketka. This is a German rock or alternative rock band, and it was really good. They played open air, yeah, because all of these concerts during this week are open air, and it was just great. It was a very, very impressive atmosphere, just a beautiful evening. But this year, unfortunately, there aren't any bands or singers I'm interested in. Somehow there are only, yeah, very modern pop groups that are currently in the charts coming, and yeah, this is just nothing, not the kind of music I like. And yeah, this event has become very commercial. Kiel is normally a city that has a lot of tourism and where a certain people can make a lot of money with selling souvenirs and sea-related souvenirs. And the Kieler Woche is, of course, a great opportunity for them to earn even more money, because it's, yeah, it's quite well known and a lot of people are coming. Yeah, the fact that the different concerts and shows take place in different parts of the town leads to, yeah, a lot of a big mess. There are a lot of young people that are just partying, and then in the evenings, they maybe after they had been to a concert, they go into the parks we have here and they are drinking, and then they are throwing their stuff away and their beer bottles and make a lot of noise. And yeah, this is, I think, for the inhabitants here, they don't really like the Kieler Woche anymore. I think by now it has become something only interesting for the tourists. Yeah, and the economy. I mean, there are still nice things where you can see ships and learn about them. And this is interesting, and I really appreciate this. Yeah, but there is a lot of other stuff that's, I think, just built up to get more tourists here. And yeah, this is starting today, and it's going to be a full week of this different events. And I think it will be, there will be a firework, an opening firework, but I'm not sure if it is today or tomorrow. And there is definitely a firework in the end, so possibly next weekend. And I'm curious what we will notice from this festival here where we live now, because last year we lived in our old apartment, and yeah, the area where we lived was not very nice, and there was a pub next door and a lot of people, drunk people. And here now we live more quiet, as you know, and here aren't any bars or restaurants. It's just yeah, just an area where people live and also families live. So I'm curious, and I think here we won't be disturbed at night. I don't think so. And yeah, but I'm curious, and also curious what this year's Kieler Woche will bring, and what will be published about this. And yes.